The key to shrinking dependence on China for U.S. soybeans is to grow demand here in the U.S. and expand markets abroad. South Dakota soybean farmer Tim Ostrom.
Develop new markets, develop new uses for our products, you know, our meal and our oil. And, you know, with China taking less of our crop in Brazil, filling that demand there, we want to try and resolve that by expanding markets to other areas.
The Soybean Checkoff through the U.S. Soybean Export Council, the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, and other organizations lays the groundwork for increasing sales of U.S. soy. Ostrom states South Dakota farmers are part of this effort when they host international trade delegations on their farms, forging relationships that create sales of U.S. soybeans. Ostrom shares a story of welcoming to his farm a delegation of soybean buyers from Mexico. 4 years later, Ostrom took part in a mission back to Mexico, visiting large poultry and livestock farms.
One of the Mexican grain buyers for this huge operation came up and said, "Where's Tim Ostrom?" And they go, "Well, he's over there." And what do you want to see him? "Well, I was on his farm. I want to see him again." So there again, internationally, we're developing relations on a personal basis.
Salem area producer Don Shire, too, has greeted foreign soybean customers on her farm. She says some groups are just learning the benefits of using U.S. soy.
All these guys that were on the trade team are using soy, so it's just a matter of building the relationships and showing them why U.S. soy is better.
She states research, supported by the Soybean Checkoff, reveals the premium value U.S. soy can provide. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.